thanksgiving. How do you engage in the thanksgiving? But one thing, let me just mention some few things about what thanksgiving does before we look at engaging the power of thanksgiving. Thanksgiving, when you engage in the power of thanksgiving, you are generating power. You are generating power into your life. Generating heavenly power. When you begin to sing and bless and appreciate the Lord, you are generating power. In other words, when a man sees himself that, look, I'm spiritually, I don't know. My spirit is not catching fire. All that you need, launch yourself into thanksgiving. I can tell you, within a twinkle of maybe maximum of 10 minutes, you see the atmosphere in your life will change. You are generating power. There's dynamics working upon your life. And every atmosphere in your life will change. The spirit of heaviness will be out immediately. The body in your heart will vanish again. That is why. Thanksgiving. When you give in thanksgiving, you are saying, Lord, I am humble. I am totally humble. I do not have the strength of myself. I depend on you totally. When a man does not, appreciate the Lord, you are saying, in other words, you are saying that, look, everything that I enjoy is as a result of my ability. And the scripture says, who are you? The scripture says, what is it that you have? That you have, it has not been given to you. What is it? The breath you are breathing in, and the breath that is coming out of your nostri, or all the riches? What do you have? Everything you have, it has been given unto you. You do not have anything. So if grace is removed from you, you are what? Finished. Zero. Your living is as a result of the working of grace. If a moment grace is taken from a life, its demand is finished. Many of us, we are too confident of ourselves. We are too proud. In the presence of the Lord, we are too proud. Pride is riding upon our hearts. And that's why you just see that many things we lose. We are not making use of God's presence. May the Lord have mercy upon us. May the Lord be gracious unto us. When thanksgiving is, you are saying, God, again, I am totally rely on you. You are my I'm relying on you totally. Rely. It's an evidence of trust in God. Evidence of trust. I am totally trusting you. I'm totally depending on you, not on my wisdom, not on my knowledge, not upon my capacity, not upon my smartness. And when I depend on you, I know it is over. Thanksgiving is an evidence that you have full confidence in the power of grace of the Lord. You have full confidence. The moment you do not give thanksgiving unto the Lord, you are totally out, that you do not have confidence in Him. So money things are, many times when we do not show thanksgiving, it just tells us that, look, you do not have trust in Him. You are not relying on Him. And thanksgiving is also an evidence that the wisdom of God is sufficient for you. God's wisdom. The scripture, the time is not, because I have a few minutes more, the time will not permit us to explain all these things. You know, the wisdom that, look, I know that your wisdom is enough to accomplish things for me. Even though I cannot see it reason now, even though I cannot know, I don't understand, but I know in your wisdom, you are going to turn situation around for me. The scripture says, you know, He maketh all things beautiful in His own time. And the Bible says, all things work for good to them who are in Christ Jesus. And those who are walking according to His purpose. Inasmuch as I'm in Christ Jesus and I'm walking according to His purpose, I know that the Lord will do something. And when we consider ourselves, because of situation around us, we allow situation in our life to define our lives, to define us. And as much as situation in our lives are defining us, we see that we will not be able to give up, the right thanksgiving before the Lord. And the enemy will deny us of going to enter into His presence. So we need to redefine. Redefine yourself. According to the word of God. Don't allow situation around you to define you. Let the word of God define you. Redefine. Ensure you redefine yourself. And what am I saying? The word of God has the power to redefine you. What does God say? What does the word say? Yeah. You can say, this man does not understand what I'm going through. Oh, this man does not know the pain that I'm passing through. Oh, he cannot feel for me. Oh, he does not know how I'm feeling. Yeah, I'm very hot. After then, why should hotness define you? What does the scripture say about you? The scriptures, what it says, you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy people. The scripture tells you. So if men are now defining you, who will you believe? Is it what men are saying that you will believe, or what the scriptures say that you will believe? Let the word of God define your life. Don't allow the situation all around you. I don't know what it may be going around you now. If there is any pain, if there is any sickness, if there is any area where that is aching, I want to tell you, the word of God has a final say. It is not the doctor that will define your life. It is the word of God. It is not the family history that you define your life. It is the word of God. Now, coming to the aspects of raising or engaging the altar of thanksgiving for our benefits. You look at altar. Altar has power. And one thing I want to tell you, altar has power. It is not the horn, because when you look at the altar, right from the book of, I mean, in the Old Testament, you look at altar, how altar has been working. Look at Abraham. You know, you observe that in Abraham, in the book of Genesis, chapter 23 now, if I remember, you know, something happened there. I mean, Abraham, then Samuel. But first and foremost, because of our time, let's look at Samuel. Samuel set up a stone of memorial. He set up a stone of memorial, you know, for the help he received against Philistines. And he used that stone to be Ebenezer. He raised it as an altar. You remember, the most stubborn enemy of Israel, the most terrible enemy of Israel. And in the book of 1 Samuel chapter 4, you will see there, chapter 1, verse 1. But in 1 Samuel chapter 7, 1 Samuel chapter 7, maybe quickly because of our time, I'm just trying to see, I'm going to finish up on time. 1 Samuel chapter 7. From verse 9, if I can quickly read to 12. And Samuel took a suckling lamb and offered it as a whole burnt offering to the Lord. Then Samuel cried out to the Lord for Israel, and the Lord answered him. Now, as Samuel was offering up the burnt offering, the Philistines drew near to battle against Israel. But the Lord thundered with a loud thunder upon the Philistines that day, and so confused them that they were overcome before Israel. And the men of Israel went out of Mizpah and pursued the Philistines and drove them back as far as below Bethkar. Then Samuel took a stone and set it up between Mizpah and Shenan and called his name Ebenezer, saying, "Thus far the Lord has helped us." Now, now let's look at verse 15 to 17. And Samuel judged Israel all the days of his life. He went from year to year on cycles to Bethel, Gilgal, and Mizpah, and judged Israel in all those places. But he always returned to Ramah for his home. This is not the place where I wanted to. Okay. Please, before then, I want to read verse 14. Not this. Then the cities which the Philistines are taking from Israel were restored to Israel from Ekron to Gath. And Israel recovered its territory from the hands of the Philistines. Also, there was peace between Israel and the Amorites. You will observe that Samuel raised an altar of thanksgiving unto the Lord for great things he experienced, how the Lord delivered Israel from the Philistines. And when he did that, the situation analysis was changed completely in the land of Israel. Because initially, Philistines was working against them, fighting against them every time. You will remember the Ark of Covenants was taken away, you know, by all these people. But suddenly the story changed when a altar of thanksgiving was raised. First and foremost, the story that was changed was that there was restoration of those things that have been lost. Today, if you put on the garments of thanksgiving, do you know that all that you have lost since the beginning of the year. Irrespective of the time, the God who restores time and season is still alive. And he is going to restore those things back in the name of Jesus Christ. If you decide to tear the garment of complaint and burn it off and set it ablaze, enough for complaint. Complaint has not brought any answer to my life. And I change and say, I'm going to see God. I'm going to fix my eyes to bless him and give him praise. I'm going to thank him even for being my God. I'm going to thank him for his supernatural work. Samuel changed the story. The Bible says, one, all the things that have been, the Philistines have been taken away, the cities they took away, all those things. They say, take o. May that be your case in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Everything that you have lost, everything the enemy has denied you of, by the reason of your complaint, by the reason of staying in the camp of the enemy, by the name of Jesus today, as you give him quality thanksgiving with all the, from the depth of your spirit, and you raise an altar of thanksgiving in your life, as from now, you see that your story will change. Your story will change in the name of the Lord Jesus. Not only that, the Bible says when you raise the altar, you raise the altar of thanksgiving, something happened again. And the Bible says, peace. Israel started enjoying peace. Peace that eluded them all the while. When Saul and the Elkanah and so on, all the things that we have eluded, there was no peace before. But where altar of thanksgiving was erected, I say, God, I'm erecting altar of thanksgiving henceforth. No more complain in this house. No more. All that you will be hearing is to give him thanksgiving, give him praise, give him glory. And you begin to see that there will be peace, even in your family. Between your husband, between your wife, between your children, you have not been enjoying peace in your home. You've not been enjoying peace. That is the language of hell. The language of hell. As long as you are operating under that language, there cannot be peace. The peace of the Lord comes when you are walking in the kingdom principle. And the scripture says there was peace in Israel throughout. May that peace enter into your life. May you begin to receive and enjoy God's peace as from now, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. The peace that you are unable to enjoy all the while, you will enjoy them in the name of Jesus Christ. Thanksgiving must be accompanied with joy. Joy. And when you accompany with joy, when you are engaging the power of altar of thanksgiving, there's no way everyone can be close against you. No way. Because you have already tuned in into the frequency of heaven. That, you know, the frequency you are operating is different from the frequency of the demonic world. The only frequency in the demonic world is the frequency of sorrow, weeping, and mourning, and complaint. But when you are operating that frequency, you begin to see that things will change. Engaging the power of altar unlock the mystery of the kingdom. It unlocks the mystery of the kingdom. The altar, when you engage the altar of thanksgiving, you are unlocking. So many mysteries begin to, you know, you begin to have revelation and insight. I have enjoyed it. That is why I spend more time in thanksgiving than anything, worship and thanksgiving. If you have prayed with me, you will see that most of the time my prayer is more on thanksgiving and thanksgiving and thanksgiving and praise and worship. Because when I've done that, I know that ways, atmosphere has been changed. The atmosphere will change totally. The atmosphere of your life must change. You must not carry money. You must not carry heaviness to this coming month, which is the last month of the year. You must recover all that you have lost since the beginning of the year. In the name of Jesus Christ. The year 2021 is still full of packages of blessings that heaven is expecting you to tap and receive. And it is your own responsibility, you know, to enter into it and tap into it. The Lord is going to help us in Jesus' name. Unlocking, okay, we've mentioned then thanksgiving. Of course, I've mentioned this. Thanksgiving grants you to access to the supernatural wisdom of God. It grants you access to the supernatural wisdom of God. Let's look at Romans chapter 1, verse 20 to 21. We're going to compare it with that numbers that we left, numbers 14. Romans 1:20. Technical, lack of media. Okay, let me go into my Bible. Okay. Thank you. For since the creation of the world, its invisible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even its internal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Now 21. Although they knew God, you know God. The scripture says, although they knew God, yet they did not glorify him as God.
Open your mouth now.
No, we're thankful. Thankful. They were not thankful. They did not glorify God. They were not thankful. Then, what was the consequence? Look at the consequence here. What happened? They became futile. Vain. They became futile. Everything about them, vanity. In their thoughts. Everything they are thinking about is vanity, nonsense, rubbish. And the scripture says, and their foolish hearts were darkened. Because there is no spirit of thankfulness. They cannot see anything good in God. They cannot express their heart to God and say, Father, you are just good. I just want to say thank you. The scripture says, because they could not glorify God, they could not even be thankful. And their hearts became vanity. They were turned to something else. Unlike Numbers chapter 14, verses, is it verse 17 now? Numbers 14, 13 to 16. Something happened there because of our time, because we have to pray now as we conclude. Something happened there. You see that the life of Moses, even when others were complaining, when others were saying that this thing is wrong, God has not done this for me, God has not done this for us, God has not done it. And Moses was quiet. He was quiet. All that he was doing is, God, I can see you. I can see you. I can see you. I can see you. And somehow along the line, the wisdom of God came upon Moses. And verse 13 says, and Moses said to the Lord, when the Lord was annoyed with the responses of Israel, Moses said, then the Egyptians will hear it. I'm omitting because of the time. Then the Egyptians will hear it, for by your might you brought these people up from among them. Verse 14. And they will tell it to the inhabitants of this land, that they have heard that you, Lord, are among these people, that you, Lord, are seen face to face, and your cloud stand above them. And you go before them in a pillar of cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night. Verse 15. Now, if you kill these people as one man, then the nations which have heard of your fame will speak, saying, let's read 16. And then we finish. Because the Lord was not able to bring these people to the land which he swore to give them, therefore he killed them in the wilderness. Wow. You observe that the same environment Moses was in, the same environment with the other people of Israel. But his eyes were seeing something else. The more you walk with God, the more you see the reason why you should bless him. And when you see someone who is complaining, he's telling you that this one has no deeper relationship with God. Moses saw and he said, God wanted to destroy. I said, God, you can't destroy these people. A number of people have seen your hand upon their lives. A number of people have testified that you are a good God, a faithful God. You kept them throughout the wilderness, under the pillar of fire, during the night. And you kept them through. And you say you will destroy them now. Oluwa, mo nkan tan yo mo so ni won ni nitori pe e o le gba won tan ni le se pa won run. And as when I read it again, I said, which type of wisdom is this? And this wisdom, you know, changed the mind of God to destroy the people of Israel. Do you know that when you operate in thanksgiving, God gives you a special wisdom that you operate. God, who has been at work with you, do you think he that has brought you to the month of November will remove his mercy and grace upon your life? That's what Moses was saying. Do you think I'm going to abandon you at this point and say, because I could not go, I do not have power to bring you to the promised land? God has power to bring you to the promised land. There's a promised land ahead of you. And he's taking you there. He's taking you there. He's taking you there. Change your attitude. Engage the altar of thanksgiving. Let's stand up on our feet now. Let's rise on our feet. And I beseech you by the mercy of the Lord, whatsoever, if you know it is your shoe that is going to hinder you, remove it. If you know it is your agbada that is going to remove, hinder you, to give God all the heart of thanksgiving, remove it. Whatsoever, I beseech you by the mercy of the Lord. By the mercy of the Lord. And let your heart go into his presence in thanksgiving, in the fullness of thanksgiving. Let your spirit give an expression unto the Lord, before the Lord. It is not how you are feeling. It is not how the pain is. It's not the issue. The issue is, I want you to talk to him and bless him and give him thanks and give him praise. Assess the year. Review the year. Review the year. Look at the year. Look at the year from the beginning. The journey you have started from the January, and see whether God has been faithful. And you want to say, well, give me a proof. I can give you my, millions of proof that God has been faithful. If you want to say, give me a proof of God's faithfulness, I can tell you that God has been faithful in many, many folds. If I continue to say it, at the end of the day, you will know that you are the one that is having problem. You are the one that is having problem. Yes, you are the one. You are the one. You are the one. You are the one. Would like to give him praise with all your heart now? Yes. Samuel set a stone. He set a stone before the Lord, and situation changed in his life. Situation changed in his life. Situation changed in the land. Situation changed. And your heart is full of pride and full of heaviness. It's because of complaint. It's because you do not know. You do not know how to engage the altar. You do not know how to engage the altar of thanksgiving. Oh Lord, for your benefit. We like to say, Father, today, in the name of the Lord Jesus, I come to say thank you. Thank you. You've done so much for me, I cannot tell it all. Oh,
you've done so much for me.
It still won't be enough.
Oh, yes.
Na rekele mo.
What shall I
say unto Jehovah? For he has done so very much for me.
Let us sing with all your heart and dance before him. Let there be a song of joy. Let there be a song of joy. Let there be rejoicing. Let there be rejoicing. Let the atmosphere be changed. That sickness will vanish. That disease will vanish. The chains will break. Chains will break. Opposition will give way. Put life into this song. I want you to put life, and everything that you know that can disturb you, remove it. I plead with you. I plead with you. Sickness will depart. Infirmity will vanish. As you sing, what can I give to you?
Oh,
what shall I render to Jehovah?
been